You're listening to the Restoration Church Podcast. We are a church in Lexington, Kentucky, who believes that Jesus is restoring people who restore the world. Our mission is to join him. For more information, visit us at www.restorationlex.com. Thanks for listening. Hey guys, it's Justin. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And yesterday was our 3-year anniversary as a church, which is just nuts, man. I can't believe it. And we had a great service together. We had one hiccup, and that is that the sermon did not record. And so instead of re-recording it, I wanted to share some of what I did yesterday. But recognizing that in any church, especially a church plant 3 years in, that there are people that have been with us from the beginning, and man, I'm so grateful for them. But people come and go. They move. They move on. All sorts of things. And so there's a lot of folks that have been coming that weren't there from the beginning and maybe didn't know the story of kind of how Restoration was birthed. And so I thought I'd share a little bit of that today, a little more in depth than even I did yesterday in our message. For me, this all begins November 2009. I was working for a church. I was a worship leader, but I was in charge of a lot of different things. Basically, my role was to have a really good worship experience. Back then, we liked to talk about that language a lot. Maybe some people still do. I don't know. But it was all about an experience. And so, you know, I was good at my job. I was very passionate about it. And then I went to India. I was invited to come and to do some teaching with some pastors for 2 weeks. And as you have heard many times in other stories, going into India was, it messed me up in all the best ways, man. I saw disciples of Jesus who were actually following him at a cost in their lives. I saw them gather as a church in these huts made out of clay, these rooms that didn't have walls and roofs, and just an absolute beautiful non-American picture of the church. And I came back, and I just... A couple things happened in me. Number one, I just was completely unsatisfied, discontent with this world of just putting on a good service every Sunday. I couldn't do it anymore. And secondly, I saw how much over the next few months, how much just doing a good service did not guarantee that people were making disciples or being disciples of Jesus or even knowing Jesus. That stuck with me. It stuck with me to the point where I couldn't continue doing what I was doing. So I left that church in 2011, wasn't really sure what I was going to do. Knew I needed to finish up some school stuff, and I needed to maybe go to seminary and all sorts of things. And in the middle of that very difficult season, we just had our first child, a large church in Lexington called and said, "Hey, you want to lead worship for this campus?" And at first I said, "No, I'm not working for a mega church." And then the severance pay ran out and they called back. And I was like, "Okay, I'll do it." This was a great church, man. They were very healthy. And in that season of time, it was a place we needed to be. But I told them, I give you 6 months and I'm out. Because I've always felt drawn to downtown Lexington, and I feel like God wants to start a new kind of church there. I don't really know why. My dad's worked in the East End at KU for 30-something years. I worked at North Lime Coffee and Donuts. Always just felt drawn to that area. And when I say a new kind of church, I don't mean that in the marketing consumeristic sense. Like the, oh, we're going to do these kind of songs or this kind of sermon to reach these kind of people. I don't mean that. I just had this conviction, as many, many do around me, that church should be more like a family. It should be more incarnational and be committed to a place and to a people. And so they, to my surprise, this large church said, "Hey, why don't we help you?" So started this thing called the Downtown Initiative, because we weren't really sure what it was going to look like yet. That became a missional community, which eventually became a downtown campus. Kind of a different sort of campus than what this church was doing elsewhere. We were, you know, all live sermons and music was different, and we were doing outreach differently. Just a different expression of the church. And fast forward to the fall of 2016, I was, I guess, 3 years into ministry in downtown Lexington at this point, and that church kind of had a big shift in their vision, and they merged with another church. And what that meant for me, even though I loved them, was that they were going to want to go somewhere else. And so I was ready to just make donuts again. And at the time, myself and my friend Adrian Wallace were talking about what it would look like to have that kind of church in downtown Lexington, shared a similar vision for church. And so we prayed and sought wisdom from folks, and it didn't go along with the church planting books that would tell you to do some things very, very differently. But in about 2 months' time, we got our stuff together and planted Restoration Church on January 22nd, 2017. And that's how we were born. My friend Adrian, he moved on later on that year, went back to his home church, and is continuing to lead there and do some great things in the city. And we ended up moving into the Lyric that winter, that December of 2017, and we've been there for 2 years now, and starting year number three. And so I still, now 10 years later, share that same holy discontent that God put in me in India, that we're not supposed to just be a time of experience on Sunday morning, that the church truly is a family. We should live like a family. We should be a family to our city, to our neighborhood, and that we should be disciples, that we should absolutely follow Jesus and take him seriously beyond just a vague religion that doesn't really touch the rest of our lives. So that really birthed the heart of Restoration. We knew from the beginning that Restoration was the right name. It's who we wanted to be. We did a series at the church prior to that I led called Restore, and in it I said, you know what, I feel like we're called to restore people who restore the world. And that 6 months before we even planted Restoration, looking back, that became our mission statement, that we believe Jesus is restoring people who restore the world, and our mission is to join him. And so as we look ahead at year number three, what we talked about yesterday is doing it with expectation and dependence. Jesus says in Luke 10 that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. That God's already gone out ahead of us, that there's already work to be done because he's already working among us, even in places we don't expect him, especially, I would say, in places we do not expect him. And so as followers of Jesus, we're supposed to go out and go out together expecting a harvest, expecting God to do great things and to join him in what he's doing. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. But therefore pray to the Lord of the harvest that he will send out workers into the harvest. He calls us to that expectation, but also to that dependence on his power and his work that's already there. We don't bring God to people. We go, we follow Jesus into the places where he's already active and already at work. And that's why in our church, in everything we say and do, we always say, let's join God's work there. In our neighborhoods, in our outreach, in our mission, in our community groups, in our Sunday morning gatherings, all of these places are not experiences for us to think that if we do the right things, God will magically show up and we'll do some awesome stuff. No, we expect God is already there, already at work, and we want to join him. So that's my prayer for us moving into year three. God, raise our expectation. Help us to expect you to work in powerful ways. Expect the kingdom to break into the ordinary places of our lives. And then God, as we expect that, help us to depend on you and your power, not our strategy, not our mission statements, not our ways of doing church, but that we would simply depend on your power for your work in our lives. I cannot wait to see what God does in this coming year. It's been 7 years since we began ministry in downtown Lexington, all those years ago, 3 years since we planted the church, and man, we're just getting into the good stuff of what I believe God is going to do among us. I love you guys. I'm excited as we continue on this weekend with a new series studying the book of Ephesians. So hope to see you on Sunday. Love you so much. See you there.
Thanks for listening to the Restoration Podcast. You can find out more about our church, how you can get connected, how you can serve here in the city. Find community at www.restorationlex.com.